So tonight we want to talk about the title here, Divine Compensation. Give you a little brief explanation on this, and then we're just going to step into the explanations, and we're going to give you examples in the Bible to where God came with divine compensation to meet the needs of his people, his beloved. And let me tell you this, if you hear nothing else here tonight, you are God's beloved. And he's made provisions for you to compensate you for your losses. Two people responded. Compensation is something that typically is in money, but it's something that is rewarded to someone as a recompense, a reward for a loss, injury, or suffering. It's something that counterbalances or makes up for an undesirable or unwelcome state of affairs. Divine compensation from God comes as a repayment. It's a reward to you from God. Divine compensation is the reimbursement of the things that have been stolen from you by the enemy. It is a repayment. Come on. It's a repayment. What comes from the life of the Father's only begotten Son. Ebrutomas sheke fere brutopaka. Divine compensation is when God, somebody say God, compensates you for all that you've lost. Has anybody here lost something? Something that's been stolen from you by the kingdoms of darkness and their kings. Well, tonight is a night of divine compensation. God is going to give back to you everything that the enemy has stolen. Not based on what I say, but based on what the word of God says. That when the thief is found, when the thief is found, he must give back seven times what he's stolen. So we want to bless you tonight with the word of God. And I'm ready to do the oil thing. Oh, my God. Amen. So it was to the promise of Abraham and his wife Sarah to conceive a child at the age of 100 years young. Genesis 17. The request to sacrifice Isaac, Abraham and Sarah's firstborn and only son. The Bible tells you, read the Bible, it tells us that they tried to have children in their own way instead of waiting on God. I'll just stay on this because I'll get in trouble. Hallelujah. But God will back me up. Amen. How many of you just try to do things on your own and instead of waiting on the Lord? See, don't, come on. I should see every hand up out here. All right. By asking, God asking to sacrifice Isaac, God was testing Abraham to see if he trusted him. And the Bible says he did. Abraham's faith in God was so great that he was willing to give his only son, trusting that God would bring him back from the dead. And so the Bible tells us that God begins to intervene with divine compensation. Provides Abraham and Isaac with a ram to become the sacrifice God required from Abraham. Read it. Genesis 22. The evidence of a premature death was prevented. Isaac was the only son of Abraham and Sarah, just as Jesus was God's only begotten son. And I just stole this, you can put this in your front pocket tonight. Some scholars claim that the place of the sacrifice for that ram was the same place where Jesus was eventually crucified. Come on. At the base of Golgotha. How many years before Jesus? Amen. The evidence. And if you do a little more study on that, you'll see that when Abraham came to Isaac and he says, we got to go. We're going to do a sacrifice. And they took the sticks in the wood and they wrapped it up and they placed it on Isaac's back and he was carrying it to that place called Golgotha. The same thing, Jesus is carrying the cross on his back. There's a parallel truth of what happened long before Jesus came on the scene. See, what you've done tonight, what you've done tonight in your praise and in your worship brought a settledness in this sanctuary. And it's not what I feel, it's what I know. The shalom, the peace of God is in this house. The peace of God is in the sanctuary. Those of you that are home right now, you're hearing the message, that's shalom in your home. As you've joined us here, wherever you are, live stream. So we turn to the great Exodus. And during the 400 years of silence between God and his beloved Israelites, a Hebrew child was born, saved from a premature death, raised up as an Egyptian, later to become God's deliverer to God's beloved Israel, Exodus 2. Divine compensation was given, and 400 years of bondage to slavery ended. Exodus 14. Somebody say divine compensation. To the account, the description, the importance of divine compensation is found throughout the Bible. To Elijah, to the widow of Zarephath, she entreated Elijah to his request. You know the story. Her and her son. It's a famine. And they've only have one portion of meal left. Now, keep taking consideration. So there's this famine that's going on. The food is gone. The waters are gone. And now they're down to one portion of a meal for her and her son. Now, how many of you know that was a progression? Come on. A slow step to physical starvation. And here's his last meal. And her son say, we're going to eat this and we're going to perish. And now Elijah the prophet comes along. He gets on the scene. He says, you know what? Take that cake and make me a meal. And if you do this for me, God will send forth divine compensation. He will give you provision that will not only feed you now, but restore your body back to its perfect health through this time of famine. Feed me and your barrel of meal and container of oil will not go dry. And the Bible says that she complied with the prophet's request at his word, and his word came to pass. 1 Kings 19. Come on, divine compensation. Somebody get this in your spirit tonight. Divine compensation, provision was made. All right, there's provision in the house right now. For whatever your need is, divine compensation is in the house right now. Throughout the life of Elijah, and I'm going to sound like a parrot tonight. Divine compensation. That same divine compensation is then passed on to Elisha. On to Elisha, Elijah's apprentice. Come on. With what? A double portion. Come on. Do you know that you can exist and live with a double portion of the Spirit of God operating in you and through you? A greater portion, a double portion of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not bragging, I just tell you, I got it. To Esther, divine compensation to God's beloved Jews. And when you read the story of Esther, you see that the lies of the enemy were completely exposed. And what the enemy meant to happen was dissolved. It was stopped. It ended. And the Bible talks about the man, Haman, who had a scaffold, a hangman's rope built for Mordecai. That plan of a premature death for Mordecai was ended. Mordecai was turned to him, and divine compensation is provided with a twofold provision. A premature death was stopped. The premature death, the annihilation of God's beloved was prevented. Esther 7 and 8. And the list of divine compensation from God for his beloved is confirmed throughout the Bible. Oh, somebody. Will somebody join me in my praise tonight? From Saul to David. Anointed as king. Divine compensation for restoration of Israel. 1 Kings 16. David's life spared from a premature death. To the life of the Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Is somebody in the house? Deliverance from a fiery furnace that burned 7 times hotter. Daniel 3. And then divine compensation. All three spared from a premature death. To Daniel in a den of lions, hungry lions. A premature death was prevented. Daniel 6. To Elizabeth, the conception of a child at an elderly age. A son to be born who would prepare the way for the Lord Jesus as Savior and as Redeemer. John, who would baptize individuals in water for the remission of sin. Come on, divine compensation. Is somebody getting this? The fulfillment of prophetic declaration to a handmaiden who was chosen by God to conceive a child that would become Savior of the world. Divine compensation. I'm going to put a pause here because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here in about 5 hours. As this word was being prepared this afternoon, I was home, but in the spirit I was here, and I could see an altar being set up here today. God has prepared an altar for us to step into tonight. Come on. What for? To experience divine compensation for your lives, for your families, for your loved ones, the area of your finances. And I'm just going to be bold in the saying, somebody here, you've got a malady in your body. You're going to get healed because of divine compensation tonight in this house in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan by his cousin John. That in that moment, from an open heaven, a voice. Not any voice, but the voice of God, the uncreated one. Speaks as to prophesy of his only begotten son. This is my beloved son in whom I, the great I am well pleased. Come on, saints. Divine compensation. If you get it for nothing else, get it for the salvation that God has given to you through the life of his son, Jesus. From that day, from that divine compensation, Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus to prepare him for a 40-day supernatural fast where he encounters Satan, Belial himself, and defeats him by rejecting every lie being offered to him by saying, "It is written." Every time the enemy came with scripture to come against Jesus to convince him to give up what he has, Jesus responded with, "It is written." Come on, saints. It is written. And we'll throw this into your laps today. Every time the enemy comes into your mind with a fiery doubt of doubt and unbelief or tries to put something on you that is not intended for you, you can turn to him and say, "It is written. It is written." To the miraculous demonstration of power resulting in a prophetic word, the incredible presentation of God's promises to 120 disciples of Jesus who believed him and what he said would happen if they would remain waiting, that they would be endowed with divine power, speaking in heavenly languages, Acts 2. This is proof. Oh, my brothers and sisters in the faith. This is proof. Evidence of divine compensation that cannot be denied. So I would ask you to hear this tonight, saints. To this understanding of divine compensation of what we are releasing here tonight. has been demonstrated in the life of everyone who called upon the name of Jesus to be saved. In that moment, you made that confession of your sin and said, Jesus, come into my life. Be Lord of my life. Be Savior of my life. A divine compensation from the throne of glory was sent. Holy Spirit is now on the scene, and he's drawing you closer to the Father through the life of his Son. Come on, saints. Divine compensation from the throne room of glory. From that call to that confession of Jesus as Savior, Lord, God's divine compensation, the payment for sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven and all have been forgotten. Come on. Come on. Don't let the enemy mess with your head. Don't let him get in here. Don't let him mess with your brain. And the idea that he can try to convince you that he can use your past to prevent you from stepping into your present because of what you've done before. My Bible tells me that everything that I have confessed is sin. Everything unto the Lord that I have confessed has been forgiven and forgotten by him, never to be brought up by him again. It's a wash. Oh, sheke luromos sarababakeke. From this divine compensation of salvation comes God's forgiveness of sins. Redemption, absolution, vindication from every sin thought of, every sin committed. From this divine compensation, a believer's life becomes justified, given grounds for the extraction or the removal of sin. From this divine compensation, a believer's life is sanctified, it's consecrated, and it is made holy. From this divine compensation, the believer's life is given deliverance from demonic assaults. Demonic assaults in their minds. From oppression, from depression. From physical assaults, from emotional assaults, from lies and deceptions. From this divine compensation from God, the believer can be witness to testify of God's unconditional love for deliverance from infirmities, sickness, disease, depravity, immorality, and bondages. Bondages to substance abuse, addictions of all kinds. Divine compensations. It's in the house. I said it's in the house. From this divine compensation, a believer can also experience deliverance from unforgiveness in their heart towards others. Rage, anger, resentment, rejection, bitterness. To you, God's beloved, hear this tonight. We have a good word. We have a sure word of prophecy. Holy Spirit's in the house. And he's here to meet your need. This divine compensation we are speaking about has been given through divine intervention to every son and daughter of their living God. At the very moment of a person's confession of sin, receiving Jesus as Savior, Redeemer, and Lord, a divine compensation from heaven to earth is demonstrated, manifested, and shown plainly in the life of that person. God's power from his throne room of glory is released and Holy Spirit begins an intervention. Begins to do what he's been sent here to do. The gift of eternal salvation is given birth to. A metamorphosis, a transformation begins to take place. That divine connection between them and the Holy Spirit becomes personal, a one-on-one with him, unique and original. Holy Spirit is now doing in them, working through them, doing what he knows what needs to be done. This divine compensation, I got to stop before we get into this. This word is targeting somebody right now. And I'm not boasting. I know who he's talking to here tonight. There's some of you here. So I'm going to ask you to get your minds off everything else and get your mind focused on this word of divine compensation, because the Holy Spirit is here to do a work in you and through you and for you right now. I'm going to ask, with every eye closed here, mind your own business. Stay out of the business of the person that's in back of you, in front of you, or on the side of you. Get your mind on your own business here right now. This word is ministering to somebody's heart, and you need God to intervene with you right now. So I'm going to ask you to take your right hand and just simply place it over your heart. And don't look around. Keep your eyes on yourself. Place your right hand upon your heart right now. Watch this. And even without a thought, the Holy Spirit is moving in your heart right now to deliver you from the very thing you've been holding on. For somebody here, it's been for the last three years you've been holding on this thing in your heart. But we speak as to prophesy. Divine compensation is in the house. Now, I don't know who this is, but I hear it in the spirit, this ringing of unforgiveness. Whoever it is that you have unforgiveness towards right now, this is a moment. We'll give you the example. Jesus is passing by. This is a moment for you right now, as it was with the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus is passing by right now to deposit into you divine compensation so that you can forgive that individual who you've been holding unforgiveness to in Jesus' mighty name. Shiki, we got to back up here. Those of you who seem to encounter rage when things don't go right, or anger rises up in you, place your hand upon your heart right now and receive divine compensation. The resentment, the rejection, any bitterness. Come on, saints. God loves you so big. Hear him tonight. He loves you so big. He brought you here for a divine purpose. Come on, this word, it was organized in the throne room of glory and released from that throne room of glory for us to receive tonight. Because these are the things that no man can do for you. Only God can do it. And if you're willing to surrender that and to him right now, whatever it is, unforgiveness, rage, anger, resentment, rejection, bitterness, whatever it is, anything else that's coming up, if you just surrender to him tonight, God will replace those things. He'll remove them and replace those things with his love, his mercy, his compassion, his grace. We're not going to call you out, but as I speak these words, you know who you are. Right now, there's spouses here who are struggling in their marriage right now. Things seem to be just completely in chaos and out of order in every area, in relationship, in emotions, finances. But I would pray to prophesy into your life right now that there's a divine intervention from the throne room of glory right now to bring forth a divine compensation for what you're going through. And God's telling me to tell you right now, even as it doesn't seem to be possible, call upon the God of the impossible, and he'll move on your behalf. I know it's getting heavy. It's going to get a little more intense tonight. But I know God never does anything like this without releasing an anointing for the service to carry us through. He's a faithful God. This divine compensation from the Father of glory through the life of his Christ, his anointed one, begins taking that now believer from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Saints, right now as we speak, as a prophetic utterance, that tonight in the atmosphere of this sanctuary is God's presence. His Shekinah glory, offering you more of his divine compensation to meet your personal needs. We're going to jump past about four paragraphs here. Shikivisi. Those of you that are with us online, stay with us for the duration of this service. God's released this word for you tonight. That as the word has gone forth, he would lift from your shoulders any burden. Come on, there's an anointing here right now. And the fatness of that anointing around your neck right now is to break off any bondage, any yoke that the enemy has put upon your neck. He's here in the midst of us right now. So tonight we offer an altar call for greater impartation of God's divine compensation to those who desire more from God. Now, we don't want you to go out all like gloom and moon. We want you to go out in the power of the Spirit of God. We want you to go out edified and build up in that most holy faith that God has given you. And so God's purpose for tonight's message is to bring us into the reality, the revelation of how powerful God's word is, that he and he alone can bring this divine compensation to anything that has been lost or taken from our lives. Father, we thank you. We thank you in this house today that you have dispensed upon your beloved sons and daughters. And Lord, yes, the words sound heavy, but in the heaviness of that, the heaviness of that Shekinah, that kabod of your glory, to break away anything that does not align with your word in our lives. So we come tonight and we stand as recipients to receive divine compensation of what we have lost, that through this divine compensation, you will give us back, as your word says, seven times more than what we lost. So we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in this service tonight. And we give thanks for your word and your life-giving spirit, that even in these peculiar messages or these messages that don't seem fit, you have a plan and you have a purpose within them. That as we leave from this house tonight, the reassurance of your unconditional love in us and towards us, to bring compensation in every area of our lives. And all of God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. Somebody give God praise in the house. In just a minute, we're going to get you to line up. We're going to anoint you here, and we're going to be speaking to your lives. Those of you who need to go, you can be excused. But I want to address those of you that are online with us tonight. The Bible says that when the word of God goes out, there's no distance. God's very specific. He says that when we pray, there's no distance in our prayers. And we spoke about this last Monday night. We are here in San Jose, California, USA. But even this word can find its way into the Philippines. It can find its way into South America. It can find its way into India, into Australia, into Canada. The word is not limited in going where God is sending it to go. And his word says that the words that he speaks that go forth, that he sends, they will accomplish the very thing that he sent them to do, the things that pleases him, and that those words will not return empty or void unto him. So tonight we've got a sure word of prophecy for you as we ask you to come up and get prayed for. And I want to go ahead and release us into those that are online and then close the online portion of this service tonight. That the Lord bless you. Come on. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And that the Lord Jesus give you his shalom, his peace. Amen. So tonight, those of you that are online, simply receive it by faith and stand in expectation as this week progresses. You're going to see what God spoke here tonight, that through him, divine compensation will be given to you. Not only during this week, but throughout the rest of this year, 2024. If you can receive that, just give us a thumbs up online. Those of you online, do you receive that? Give us a hallelujah or something. Let it be acknowledged in the house. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you. We appreciate you. We will be back here next Sunday. Apostle Day will be bringing it forth. And then again, we will be back here on Monday night. And if you just happen to be in the neighborhood, come on in and join us. We would love to be able to speak the word of God into your lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, we want to do this tonight. Are you ready for an impartation of the Holy Spirit? And we're going to move quickly.